This is episode number 85, a mindset to take action.
This is a new day, everything bursting with hope, coming alive. This moment, you got a freedom, no looking back anymore. Open your eyes, it's coming, this is a new day.
Welcome to the Mindset for Life podcast. This is Bethany, your coach. From drbcoach.com, coaching with power, purpose, and practical tools to help you show up with confidence.
Welcome back to the Mindset for Life podcast. I have missed you over the last couple of weeks. I had a small vacation from the podcast, and I am back and with you again for episode number 85. Today, we are focused on taking action. You know, the Mindset for Life podcast is something we've been doing for almost 2 years now. Being on episode number 85 says a lot, and it's exciting to share all of these great ideas with you. These are ideas that I'm using in my own life, but I also actively coach people in education and in business. I come across the same kinds of concerns people have time and time again, and one of those things is either that they are not sure which action to take or when to take action. And it's just very difficult to choose from the many options available to them. Today, I'm focusing on a mindset for taking action because that can paralyze just about all of us. Now, if you are a business person or maybe you're an online teacher, even if you're an entrepreneur getting your business out there, taking action is critical. We can sit by and wait for the business to roll in or wait for the students to do their work. But if we don't take some actions, people are not really sure how to respond or what they should be doing. Sometimes the actions we need to take are instinctively in our minds and we already know what they should be. But most of the time, we're not really sure. And one of the reasons we don't take action is that we're waiting for some kind of a sign, for a sure witness to our hearts that this is the right action. We're waiting for a confirmation or some kind of approval from other people. Have you ever felt that way? Like you were just waiting for permission to take the action? I know I have in the past. Over the last several years, I've changed quite a bit. I've worked through my own thoughts on these things, and I am no longer hesitating when I think an action should be taken. I take it. And then I go back and reflect on it and change my course for the next time. But when we sit around thinking that we should take action and we don't take those actions, we start to create a bigger and bigger wall in front of ourselves, making it almost impossible to take action in the future. We become the story that's holding ourselves back, basically. Today, I hope to inspire you a little bit just to take action on something that you think that you should do, that you need to do, or that you want to do. After all, the Mindset for Life podcast is all about supporting you in your quest to become an even better version of you. If you look back over the past 84 episodes, you'll find most of these topics are coaching you on your mindset. We even have one episode called A Coaching Mindset. You can check that one out too. So let's dive in, and I'm going to share a few ideas with you to get you started. A little bit about overthinking. There's a person named Allison Maslin, an entrepreneur and author, and Allison once said, once you make a decision, take action that moment. Write the letter, make the call, send the email. Show up in a bigger way than you ever have before, but don't wait for the planets to align. Take action right now. And by next week, your anxiety will start to dissipate because you're going for it. I'm always so impressed by persistent people, whether they are getting the results they want or not. No matter what, if they just keep pushing forward, the big break they're waiting for is just one step away. Why would you ever want to miss that kind of opportunity? This was part of a list about how to have a more productive, successful life, and I saw it on Inc.com. You can check it out. Again, it's an article with a quote from Allison Maslin. I've thought a lot about that, and as a spiritual person myself, looking to feel and notice more personal revelation in my life every day, this is the pivotal decision. Once you make a decision, take action immediately. There's a scriptural story in the Bible And if it's scripture to you, this can have great meaning. If it's only literature for you, that's still a meaningful story that I hope you'll learn from. There's a person named Lot whose family was leaving. And when Lot's family left the place they were in and needed to flee to a new place, his wife looked back toward their former home. It's suggested that she did it because she paused. She hesitated on the path forward toward her future, wondering, was it really the right decision? She was longing for the past, looking back on and valuing whatever she was leaving behind. The idea that she was turned into a pillar of salt, to me, is a lot more about the fact that when we stall on our journey and we start to question the decisions we've already made after knowing that they are right for us, it makes us completely immobile. Now, we hesitate between two decisions. Should we keep going on the path forward, or should we turn back, even though we know the path forward was absolutely right for us? Take the action that felt inspired or guided, or ruminate on our lack, all that we've lost, and what we gave up to begin the new direction. Now back to Alison Maslin. She suggests that the kind of actions we need to take immediately after deciding are the things like writing a letter, making a phone call, or sending an email. If someone enters your mind and you have a thought about them, act on it immediately. Those things might seem very small and fairly inconsequential, especially if they're compared to Lot's family leaving their homeland and never to return. But it is the small and simple things we do every day that our entire lives, our nature, and our character are forged into patterns that can lead to our success and our happiness. Those small things, like taking each little step without looking back, those make all the difference. Now, when you take action right now, next week your anxiety is going to be smaller. This idea is so important. You can read about it in Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway by Susan Jeffers. That book plainly tells us that we all feel fear when we are stretching, growing, and moving in new directions. The only way out of the fear is through it. You can't run from fear, and putting it off will only make it worse. Walk through the fear, run through the fear, whatever it takes to do the very thing that you believe drives the fear and the anxiety. Now, to avoid the action only increases the fear, and it whittles away our self-confidence, making it even harder to take action. Try to replace that fear with self-confidence instead of self-doubt. After all, self-doubt becomes should statements that we tell ourselves, statements that erode any drive to overcome those feelings and to actually take the action. As anyone living large knows, acting quickly on your decisions keeps those fears and doubts small and manageable, and it actually makes the action so much easier to take. I am so impressed with persistent people. They won't always have a big impact or the outcomes that they are working towards. But by being persistent, they are much more likely to eventually make progress and find the way forward little by little. After all, that's the very nature of persistence, isn't it? The opportunity is certainly never going to come to you if there is no effort. But by persisting in taking small efforts forward or backwards, if that happens along the way, at least some kind of progression is more likely to happen. In some way, that effort can be a complete gamble, but the alternative is just failure from the outset by doing nothing. I've worked to be persistent my entire life, and a lot of the time, I've been ridiculed or at least doubted by some of the people around me. I can understand that when I've got a vision for something internally and ideas to motivate myself to expect good things to come, other people might not share that vision. They are probably justified in their doubts about my plans. And in all cases, I have been successful at achieving the very outcomes I targeted, even when it took longer than expected. I just don't give up. I persist. Not everything goes according to plan. One example was in my recent effort of writing a book, and another has been in my weight loss, and a third has been in paying off debt. Another thing happened long ago when I was earning my bachelor's degree and I was able to work my skills up from a very low level playing the trumpet to an extremely high level of excellence that landed me in the Wind Symphony. And when I was in the Wind Symphony, I traveled on tour with them to 4 different countries, a dream goal that I adopted my freshman year that was realized 5 years later. Another goal I achieved that came through persistence was earning my pilot's license. I was 19 when I did that, and I really did think this was something I would never do. And although I was young, I persisted, saved up the money, took the lessons, and achieved that. I also completed 3 college degrees, all because I persisted. I don't share these achievements with you to brag about them, only to say that difficult things are always possible when you push forward, take one step at a time, and keep moving. I bought 4 different homes that I've lived in due to my persistence, and I've sold them and then bought the next one, despite having debt and struggling to come up with the down payments for those houses. I could go on, but the point is, I'm trying to say, I firmly believe in the value of persistence and the importance of seeing the mountain range and setting sights on the next peak to find value in the journey ahead. Without the ideas about where you want to go in life, it can be impossible to move forward and equally impossible to feel satisfaction and joy in your life. To sum it all up, it's a great idea to set your sights high and just get moving. Start taking action. Take that action with confidence and go all in by doing it. Don't waver, don't doubt, and don't look back. And when you hear people doubting you and maybe even saying things against your plans, keep moving forward. It's the safest way to go about abating fear and anxiety, and it's the most likely way to promote your own positive growth. And you're going to increase your ability to do those things you've wanted to do in life, relationships, and work. Stop overthinking things. Once you make a decision, take action in that moment, and you will be so glad you did. It's another step towards becoming an even better version of you, and you're going to start accomplishing many of your goals along the way. Thank you for joining me today for the Mindset for Life podcast. I have a new group coaching experience that meets weekly, and I'd love to invite you to join me in that experience. We are working towards being the best version of ourselves. It's a group for people who are educators, usually educators working online, who want work-life balance and a greater impact in doing what they do every day, teaching. So join me for the Mindset for Life group. We're calling this one a new spin on the idea. It's going to be called Professor Upgrade. That's right. We're going to take your job and your life, and we're just going to move it up. Move it up to first class or whatever you'd like to call that upgrade. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to take a new idea each month and just little by little, one step at a time, work on moving forward. And pretty soon, that persistence is going to blossom into you reaching those goals that you really want to achieve for yourself. Some of them you didn't even know you had. So let's start planning, and I hope that you'll join me soon in the Professor Upgrade, and I look forward to seeing you. Have a great week ahead, and definitely reach out if you have any questions or comments about the podcast. I love to hear your feedback. And of course, if you like what you heard, share this podcast with a friend. We love to increase our audience for the Mindset for Life podcast. And the more you share it, the more you surround yourself with people who are doing just what you're doing today, improving our lives and our work. Best wishes, being the best version of you. Our theme song for the Mindset for Life Season 2 podcast is New Day, performed by Danny Gokey in 2021. Danny Gokey is under exclusive license to Capital Christian Music Group, Incorporated, and it was written by Ethan Hulse, Kobe Wedgeworth, and Danny Gokey. Copyright 2019, from Better Than I Found It, administered at CapitalCMGPublishing.com. All rights reserved, used with permission.
1, 2. Yeah.